Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Incredibly jam-packed transmission lined up for you again today. Presidential candidate on the Republican ticket, a far second from Ron Paul, but still a good guy. Gary Johnson, getting almost no attention, will be joining us. He's been part of some of these debates, and we'll get his inside view on where all of this is going. He's going to be joining us in an hour and a half from now. We are going to also have open phones later in this hour and in the third hour today. Yesterday on the radio, I corrected it by the evening, I saw a bunch of mainstream news articles saying that the indefinite detention of American citizens had passed. Well, it had passed out of committee and looked like it was getting through without cloture, meaning that they couldn't allow debates or filibusters on it. And it did move forward without amendments, stripping out the bad stuff. But it did not pass. Now, they're trying to pass it today. But I saw a whole bunch of articles yesterday saying it passed. And generally, you don't think the mainstream media is that bold to lie like that. First, they said it didn't affect citizens to stall people. Then they tried that trick of, oh, okay, it already passed. Go to sleep. So they really, 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 really want this. I hear some of the other incredible news at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Chinese government official, U.S. threat to Pakistan is threat to China, and they basically threaten nuclear war, dealing with the whole situation. Just incredible information there. The Fed's European Rescue Plan, another backdoor U.S. bank Goldman bailout. Yeah, in fact, we ought to get Nomi Prinz on about that. She's got an article and video out breaking it down, where she worked for Goldman Sachs as a managing director. That's exactly what this is. It's the same shareholders of the ECB are the same shareholders of the Federal Reserve. And I told you that back in 2008, and it came out. Oh, most of the money went to private individuals in Europe and private banks. Well, of course it did. Again, when I got arrested for asking Governor George W. Bush a question in 1998, I said, what about the CFR governor? What about the New World Order? What about the European banks taking over America through the Federal Reserve? Boom! Police almost twisted my arm off of my shoulder. Still injured today. I don't like surgery, so I just deal with the pain, roll over every night on it, woken up with electrifying pain. Their little gift to me at the end of his speech, they said, now we're not going to have questions. They told the press to be there. We got there, and they announced before his speech, when he finishes the speech, he'll not be taking questions. The same speech he was given constantly. So I knew when the speech was over and he was getting ready to walk away. And I said, I got a question, very politely asked. In America, you don't do that. They came on over, assaulted me. But that's okay, cops, because the bankers are going to assault your bank account. They're going to assault your mortgage. They're going to assault your kids with fluoride and deadly shots. You think you can just abuse people because it's cute and funny? You've only been given your wicked power, your power of tyranny, your fire-breathing evil, to help bring America down. We did a piece last night on the Nightly News showing all the different movies and TV shows now glamorizing torture. And then we showed clips from movies and films, mainly just stills, from older films and comic books where the bad guys torture. Then we showed historical examples of torture. I mean, that's how warped America's gotten, that on every major news channel, torture is cool, torture is sexy, it's what good guys do. No, it's what criminals do that want false confessions. It's what a criminal government does that staged Oklahoma City in 9/11. I mean, you can't deny it anymore. The government got the underwear bomber on the plane. They were caught red-handed. They were caught in the devilish cookie jar. All right, we've got incredible news. I haven't even scratched the surface. Coming up after this break, and Ron Paul's got a new devastating ad going after Newtie, Mr. New World Order, Ringer Gingrich.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Hi everyone, it's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members, just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide, but take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, here we are, my friends. It is already December 1st. 2011 on this live Thursday edition, and we're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. Then I'll be back this evening, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, InfoWars Nightly News, with some very important interviews and amazing analysis and reports and man on the street that we are compiling right now concerning the police state takeover of this country. Okay, on Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, I saw a bunch of articles, mainstream alternatives, saying that in the Senate, the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, had passed and was going to go to the president, and he was going to veto it. But then I noticed by yesterday afternoon, I actually read deeper, and it said the bill had passed without amendments through the amendment process, but was now waiting for a vote, and they have the votes to pass it. They say they're going to try to pass it today. You can call the traitors in the Senate, but they're so criminal that they publicly say, we're allowed to insider trade. We're allowed to give government legislative money to companies our husbands and wives own. We're allowed to have some of us double our wealth in 1 year. Many of us come here worth a few hundred thousand dollars and are worth tens of millions within 2 years. That's completely normal. It's illegal if you do it, or if Martha Stewart does one billionth of what we do, she goes to prison, but we don't, because we are the national security criminals. And they're just mid-level errand boys who basically just take orders from the lobbyists and special interests. But it's a new level of criminal activity going on. And I've always told you, tyranny, people always think, is about folks that are sticking their heads up. People are like, well, the government's corrupt. You better shut up and go along with it. No, 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 no. Idiots in history, those that don't know history, always think that if you lick boots, that you're protected. Generally, that's the most dangerous position to be in, because there's always a lot of people that like to lick and suck people's boots. And there's always people in black uniforms with black boots who like to kick your teeth in. They're like, go ahead and get down there. Okay, now I'm going to tee off on your mouth. And you're like, yes, I'm your slave. Please. And they have their way with you. And I understand a lot of new listeners aren't going to believe me. You've got to experience true tyranny for yourself first. We're hoping to avert it before it gets to that point. But I know you won't believe me now, so make a little note while you giggle, feeling self-assured, driving along right now, or whatever you're doing, and then down the road, remember the giggling. It's like telling somebody, hey, if you drink a bottle of vodka every day, you're going to get liver failure. And you're like, oh, no, I'm not. And 10 years later, you get real sick and go in and find out your liver's dead, and you're on a liver transplant waiting list. It's kind of like that. Kind of like that. Or, hey, you better not smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day. You're going to get lung cancer. Sure enough, you get 55, 60 years old. Guess what? You got big old lung cancer tumors. Okay? So I'm here saying, boy, they're trying to get rid of Posse Comitatus. They're trying to openly allow troops all over the streets. And now they're openly trying to get rid of it and saying, by the way, we'll arrest you, torture you, kill you. Now, if you don't know why that's super creepy and dangerous, well, I don't know how to explain it to you. And I'm not talking to our mainline longtime listeners. I'm talking to new listeners, because we're on a lot of new AM and FM stations out there. And I'm not here to butter you up. I'm not here to win a popularity contest. I'm here to stop this generation's tyranny. Every generation gets it in different variants, different levels. We've got a real nasty case. The nastiest case this world has ever seen, because the globalists call it a scientific tyranny, a scientific dictatorship, a final revolution against humanity itself to fully break the family, break the farmer, break self-sufficiency, and bring in total domination and abject control. And we've republished their public papers. We've gone to the libraries and shown you Club of Rome, CFR, Trilateral Commission, and everything that was in their documents they're now implementing. We're deep into the plan. Let's say there's 10 chapters in this book. We're about 6.5 chapters in. And the last three chapters are really, really bad. I mean, this is the finale. You think stuff's bad now. The last three chapters, if they carry them out, are not pretty. And I'm like, gee, I told you we have their playbook, and we're up to this point now. This is going to happen next. Just wait a minute. Okay, see now? That happened next. Secret arrest, torture, lamppost with microphones in them, children being trained to tattle on their parents, highway checkpoints, federal police. Okay, now let me tell you what comes next. Big terror attacks blamed on talk radio and conservatives and libertarians. And they're going to kill kids because that pulls on heartstrings. They're also going to massacre police and military to get them all hyped up to go out and wage war against the American people. And then once they start trying to round up conservatives and libertarians will fight back, and that will become self-fulfilling that, oh, they are terrorists, and a whole bunch of military and cops are going to get killed, and then they're going to close ranks and march in against the people, and it's going to be absolute, total civil war bedlam, and dead people stacked 10 high. There are so many veterans who do not even like life and who want to start killing people. And it's my job to try to stop them from doing it. But let me tell you, the minute these steroid head SWAT team people try something, they'll win the first few times with the old codgers they corner, and then the old vets and even the younger ones are going to go completely ape. complete. And that's exactly what the New World Order wants sitting offshore. And they've got the I-4 UN plans for civil unrest to bring in the UN troops. It's all official. It's all in the newspapers now. Before we get a colonel on, like Colonel Roberts, who had, you know, his nephew in the West Point graduating class, and in comes the top general saying, we're going to use foreign troops, we're going to take over, it's a new world order. I'd been to the urban drill, seen it myself. It's not intelligence anymore. It's not, hey, Colonel Craig Roberts, you know, learned this, or Alex went to this event and shot some video. It's now getting close to deployment time. And it does nothing to kill moron police and moron military that's not awake. By the way, a lot of them are awake. Okay, that does not hurt the New World Order. That helps them. We do not want that. A lot of people are locking and loading over the news going, yes, we'll arrest citizens and secretly throw you in a pit and torture you and kill you if we want. Yes, most of our training is for the American people. I'm going to get more into this coming up, but I want to play this clip and then go to Paul Watson just for the next segment. He's joining us via video Skype from England. Newt Gingrich's Serial Hypocrisy. This is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but it scrolled off last night. I'm going to get it reposted as one of the top stories. We have so much news coming through there. You've got to click on the featured news archive at the bottom of the featured news column because so many investigative reports, bombshell. I think we're going to start a new app or something that's just an RSS feed of our articles because in areas where they're easier to find because it's such incredible stuff comes on and leaves the site because there's so much coming in. I'm going to play this clip. And if you're not watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, it's much more powerful on video. So go to Infowars.com. The Drudge Report had it linked yesterday as well in red. But watching Gingrich is even more powerful. But notice everything Gingrich says, then they show the flip-flop of him. This is a guy who said he wants to end the family and have a world socialist government. He's a member of an actual futurist Illuminati group. I've read his quotes here. I mean, he was picked out of obscurity for a reason. He is actually a made initiate. Okay, Gingrich was meant to take over the Republican Revolution of 1994. He's meant to be a ringer for Obama now. Well, let's go ahead and play this Ron Paul video. Let's get this out to everybody. Here it is.
I think this is the core challenge of America, is that beyond the words is a real question of policy and a real question of values and a real question of seriousness. It's a real question of policy.
We don't always see eye to eye, do we, Newt?
No, but we do agree our country must take action to address climate change.
Newt Gingrich has been on both sides of a long list of issues, sometimes in the same week.
I don't think right-wing social engineering is any more desirable than left-wing social engineering.
With allies like that, who needs the left?
It cuts Paul Ryan off at the knees. It supports the Obama administration. There is no explanation for it.
And a real question of value. Question of value. Do you want to put people in jail? Let's look at the politicians who created the environment, the politicians who profited from the environment, politicians who profited from the environment.
Newt Gingrich on the defense for taking $1.5 million.
After he left Congress, Freddie Mac paid Gingrich at least $1.6
million. $1.6 million, some of it just before the housing market collapsed. Newt Gingrich can ridicule Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac publicly while privately pocketing millions.
That's hardcore lobbying, and that's what Newt Gingrich was doing.
Politicians who profited from the environment.
There are now reports about controversial ties to the healthcare industry.
A think tank founded by Newt Gingrich collected at least $37 million from major healthcare companies, and the group supports individual mandates.
Newt Gingrich renewed his support for an individual mandate, a key tenet of President Obama's healthcare law.
Support for an individual mandate? Folks, don't ask me to explain this.
And a real question of seriousness,
Everything that Gingrich railed against when he was in the House, he went the other way when he got paid to go the other way.
You're an embarrassment to our party.
He's flipped and flopped based on who's paying him.
He's demonstrating himself to be the very essence of the Washington insiders.
It's about serial hypocrisy.
It's wrong to go around and adopt radically different positions because then people have to ask themselves, what will you tell me next time?
Ron Paul, ladies and gentlemen. He's not a sellout like Gingrich.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense. Yeah. Freedom came my way one day, and I started out of town. Yeah. All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff Dan Brown
coming to shoot me down. So I shot him. And that's what Stuart Rhodes talked about last night with us. We're going to play 10 minutes from InfoWars Nightly News coming up later in the hour, where Stuart Rhodes has never talked like this. He said, we're basically 2 minutes to midnight, 1775, and this is what Alexander Solzhenitsyn talked about when the NKVD, the domestic KGB, in this case it was Leningrad, had arrested about half the city in a year, raping women, killing children, and people would just wait in their houses shivering to be picked up next by a few thousand secret police. And Solzhenitsyn got picked up by him and lived decades in a slave camp near the Arctic Circle, and he talked later how they burned with anger that they hadn't waited with hatchets and pokers and knives down in the basement, you know, down in the entryway when the secret police came, because the whole organ of the state would have ground to a halt in minutes if they would have taken action. I'm not saying that's the case, but the system is planning to basically come after people, just like in the Bob Marley song where Sheriff John Brown comes down the road to shoot him, and Sheriff John Brown's pulling his gun. What are you going to do? And the globalists know what they're doing. They've got actuary psychological profiles. They've trained the military and police, prepare for war with libertarians and conservatives, and they're going to even provocateur it if they have to, stage events, and then send the military and police in against people who are going to then fight back, and it's going to be horrible. And it's not good for the domestic security forces that have been maneuvered into this position, and it's not good for the American people. We need to bring the banksters to justice. There's only a couple hundred of them. They've all committed crimes publicly. They run the New World Order. All right, I'm going to go to Watson for this segment and part of the next, and he'll be gone soon because he's working on a big report. He joins us from England. We do have Max Keiser on the latest on the economy in the last 30 minutes. Presidential candidate Gary Johnson, Republican, is going to be joining us as well. But right now, let's go to Paul Watson. Paul Watson has the headline, Chinese General Threatens Third World War to Protect Iran. That was an earlier variant of the report. There's also professors and other officials saying it. Here's another one. Chinese government official, U.S. threat to Pakistan is threat to China. We've seen Russian saber rattling, moving ships into the Mediterranean up against Syria, blocking routes for NATO in to Afghanistan, Pakistan doing the same thing. I mean, this is like General Hamid Ghul said yesterday, former head of Pakistani intelligence. It's as if the people running America want to destroy us. And that is the plan. Let's go to Paul Watson. Paul Watson, break down. Your wife is lives in England, lived there many years, but she is from China, speaks fluent Chinese, and she helped you go through the Chinese national news with what they're saying right now. And this is not getting any attention in the U.S. This is breaking news. Tell us about these key reports by Paul Joseph Watson and Ehan.
Well, Alex, the first report was Chinese general threatens third world war to protect Iran, and that's a quote, third world war. And it turns out that this guy is not only a professor, he's also a highly decorated general. He's won prestigious awards. He's been an advisor on top Chinese military panels. He's also a key military expert for Chinese state media. And he basically came out and said that, quote, China will not hesitate to protect Iran even with a third world war. And that was discussed by other people in the Chinese media. And then we had a separate report, which we found in the Chinese media, which was not in the English language media. So it's an English language media exclusive, which is out of China's central television. And it's actually the website Zhong Shijia, which reports that. And that's a military news website, which is well respected in China for talking about military developments. And this is a separate unnamed government official who said, quote, any threat to Pakistan is a threat to China. And it turns out that in response to US troops massing on the border of Pakistan, of course, on Sunday we had the NATO bombing on Pakistan troops. In response to those US troops massing, China, in a massive war game that only just finished a few days ago, sent their second artillery PLA troops armed with these sophisticated tactical defense missiles to northwestern China, just outside the border with Pakistan, and had this massive joint war game with the Pakistani military. So we'll get further into it after the break.
Yeah, stay there. So you got National Chinese Television, the top military advisor, former general. And see how PrisonPlanet.com takes a headline. The mainstream media would have top Chinese general threatens nuclear war. But we always hold back. By the time we're done with it, it's Chinese government official. U.S. threat to Pakistan is threat to China. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Johnson, they give us his view on a lot of things. You'll notice we're not talking about Herman Cain. You know, a few weeks ago I said I believe a lot of this is political, but where there's smoke, there's fire. I can take one look at the way Herman Cain behaves, how he acts, where he works, and the fact that he's lied about Ron Paul and been caught lying. And he lies very well. How dare you say I call people dumb that want to audit the Fed? I have never said any such thing. This is ridiculous. You shouldn't believe what you see on the internet. And Ron Paul goes, really? And of course, it's in Cain's book, and he said it over and over again when he's guest hosting for Neil Wartz. So that's what's going on. That's what's happening. And you notice most of these neocon talk show hosts will not criticize people like Newt Gingrich, who you might as well have Al Gore. In fact, Al Gore would be better because he's basically the same type person, complete with, you know, the same personal activities, but you know it's Al Gore. With Newt Gingrich, he's got all these Sean Hannity lapdogs in people. In fact, I was visiting my parents last night, and I was it's like an hour-long interview with Newt Gingrich, with Sean Hannity with those painted-on eyebrows, sitting there, you know, playing the part of Leave It to Beaver, going, gee, Dad, how are you going to save us? And Gingrich sitting there just lying at people and acting like the smart grandfather when he is a larcenist, anti-American, sworn to destroy this country, globalist, who just supports everything. And of course he supported single payer. You heard those clips we played earlier. That's because the insurance lobby gave him $37 million just to go around and promote it on TV and call it conservative. The guy has press conferences with Hillary Clinton. $37 million. $37 million to Gingrich, the warthog, alone. Because the insurance companies on record wrote the health care bill out of the Mitt Romney-style scam. He wrote the original model, which they wrote. He's the one he brought forward. Because it makes 35 million people buy insurance from them and allows insurance companies to tell doctors what type of treatment they can give. That's the death panel. And it's on. You're going to buy it, and we're going to set the health care. Got it? And here's Newt Gingrich. And you know what? You don't like him, you got Mitt Romney. The New World Order took over because they're deceptive. The New World Order took over because they know how to control both parties. And whoever they're promoting is going to sell you out. So we've got China talking about nuclear war with the U.S. We've got Russia threatening to attack Eastern Europe if missiles are moved in there. We've got aircraft carriers with nukes showing up. We've got Europe imploding into a bank of the world. And they're saying, oh, the IMF and World Bank will now take over the planet. This contagion will spread to America. I saw that in the news this morning. Here's the Statesman. Fed brokers deal to aid Europe. It should read, North American arm of private banking cartel aids its European subsidiary, which is the main head subsidiary. But you've got people that just have no idea that the Federal Reserve's private. They have no idea which end is up, and they're just wrong. Oh, thank goodness the Fed is saving Europe, which is tax money we're going to have to pay. Oh, goody, goody gumdrops. Aren't we just in a wonderful position? I'm going back to Watson here. So, no, I'm not going to talk about Herman Cain and this woman who looks very credible compared to the others and his thousands of phone calls to her now, including just a few weeks ago and 4:15 in the morning. And by the way, the media found out about her. The media went to her. That's now been confirmed. People blew the whistle. Herman Cain, for almost 14 years, has been snuggling up to her. And you know what? If he went public and admitted he'd done it, it would not, I mean, I'm not in condoning or saying it's a great thing, but it's human. You know, King David had his buddy and best friend sent off on a death mission because he lusted after his wife. But his heart was right. He repented, and God said, you're a man after my own heart. I'm not judging Herman Cain for that. The fact that he is the best liar I've probably ever seen. I mean, when he told Ron Paul was a liar, I thought, man, I've heard him say that. It doesn't his book say that? But I had to go check. I'm like, man, that was convincing. Sure enough, he's a liar. So when he said, I have not been with any women and done nothing inappropriate, it is all a lie, he was committed. And you better believe there's going to be more and more women that come out. More and more women from all those little special, you know, corporate events at hotels. And that's what Fortune 500 is like. They're constantly in hotels, and it's just a place for the different branches of the companies that all have sex with each other. That's what goes on in America. And, you know, maybe Herman Cain's in trouble because it wasn't little kids or something. Then in little kids, the media probably would have covered it up like ESPN. But he's bad because he's a Federal Reserve former head of probably the second or third most powerful. It goes New York, Kansas City, or Dallas. You can argue which one's most powerful after the New York Fed. He's a globalist. He doesn't tell you it's 9999 with the payroll tax and that they can jack up all those nines, or that it's always been the bankster plan that I've been telling you about for 16 years to push a fair tax and at the end of the day still keep the income tax at 9%. And have the federal government involved in sales taxes and excise? Can you imagine a VAT? All right, I'm going to shut up, go back to Paul Watson. Again, start from the beginning, recap this. Paul, you're going to have the floor here, and then our part of our interview with an amazing 45, almost 50-minute interview with the head of Oath Keepers last night, Stuart Rhodes, where he started talking about Ron Paul when he first met him in 98, came in for the interview. He's at top of his class at Yale, wrote an award-winning document on military internment, and Stuart Rhodes started, got a little teary-eyed, so did I, when he was talking about Ron Paul behind the scenes. Basically being ground down and, we've got to save the Republic and being the same guy behind the scenes he is in public. But just an amazing interview. The whole thing's at PrisonPlanet.tv. But going back, there's two articles to be clear. Chinese government official, U.S. threat to Pakistan is threat to China. And the other one, Chinese government official, got that double printed. And the second article, Chinese general threatens world war to protect Iran. Or Pakistan. They're also saying that. So that those articles are linked in red at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is exclusive. This article is the first one translated into English. We have links to it. It's by Paul Joseph Watson and Ehan. Now, Paul Watson, you've got the floor. Break it down.
Well, the first article was a Chinese general, and he's called Zhang Zhaozhong. And he's a well-respected, well-known naval general. He's in the military, and he's also an analyst for TV. He's received numerous awards, and you can go and watch the video. There's a subtitles on it in English, and he says, quote, China will not hesitate to protect Iran even with a third world war. So that came out this morning, and as I noted in that article, China's talking about Iran. We've just had the latest naval update map, which shows you where the aircraft carriers are going. And the USS Carl Vinson aircraft carrier, which is the same one that Bin Laden's body was supposedly aboard, has just deployed from the United States, and it's going to join the US 5th Fleet. It's going to join the Stennis immediately outside the territorial waters of Iran. So two massive warships, not just two, actually, NBC reports that it's going to be accompanied by a guided missile cruiser, the USS Bunker Hill, and a guided missile destroyer, the USS Halsey. So you've got three US warships heading for Iranian territorial waters. So that was the first report about Iran. And the second report was from a Chinese news website called Zhongxija, and that cited a report by China's Central Television where this unnamed government official said, quote, any threat to Pakistan is a threat to China. And he said that in response to the fact that U.S. troops, of course, already in Afghanistan, are massing on the border of Pakistan. China sees that as an act of aggression because it's obviously got a very close alliance with Pakistan. In fact, in China, they describe it as a, quote, brotherhood. And in a quote from this article is, quote, China will never be in peace if Pakistan is lost. So they obviously think that the United States is about to attack Pakistan. They've got troops massing on the border. They've just had a massive joint military exercise with Pakistan, which included the latest, most sophisticated Chinese tactical missiles. That took place on the border of Pakistan. And now they're saying, of course, in the aftermath of the NATO bombing, which killed the Pakistan soldiers, if America attacks Pakistan, then they're going to be ready because they're already having war games based around that premise. So we've got a major escalation in hostilities. Obviously, we've got the Syria situation ongoing, which, of course, China and Russia have said they're not going to support a UN mandate for a humanitarian intervention. You've got Russian warships now in Syrian territorial waters. You've got the Russians giving Syria anti-aircraft missile technology. So I've never seen the rhetoric so heated as it has been for the past few weeks. Syria, Iran, Pakistan, it's all coming to a head.
And notice now, Paul, all of this is happening just as we said it would. And Salenti and countless others, Paul Craig Roberts, it's standard during a big globalist move to go ahead and implode the economy and then launch a war on top of that. And they've already launched proxy al-Qaeda forces all over the world. They're running their proxy armies right up to the borders of China, right up to the borders of Russia. They know they're already getting ready to have proxy groups in those breakaway republics and other demilitarized zones like South Ossetia and Abkhazia. I mean, this is really the banksters going for the world while they suck America dry and destroy our name in the process of having us do their dirty work. I mean, it's really happening. And what's scary is the globalists are insane. I mean, they're masterminds. They've carried this out. They've had the will to do it. They've had the foresight. But at the same time, you catch them making 20 to 1, 40 to 1, 100 to 1 bets at MF Global and at other big firms like Goldman Sachs. I mean, these really are people who think they're invincible, or in their own words, even if they aren't invincible, they're still going to try it. And they've got our military under their control, and they're so brazen. Same thing in England. They're coming out saying there as well, we'll arrest citizens and disappear you whenever we want. We'll do the same thing here. We'll torture. I mean, it's all the same propaganda. They are just putting forward a face of pure authoritarianism worldwide. I'm not saying China or Russia are good either. The point is they're not the ones just totally taking over. And then you find out the very same elite that are doing this are heavily invested in China and are playing some weird double game. And maybe they do want to destroy the U.S. Maybe we're not meant to come out of this, you see. This is very sophisticated, Paul. What do you think's going on here?
Well, in China, there's this worship of anyone in a position of authority. And if you think it's bad in America, then it's even worse in China. So a lot of the Chinese elite think they're in bed with the Anglo-American elite. So they think they're all on the same team. But obviously, people in certain positions of power have got different ideas. And I presume that a lot of those people are in the Chinese military. But there's also an addendum, which is the fact we were talking about Iran. China's ambassador actually went to the UN, and not to the UN, to the IAEA. This is China's ambassador to the UN, who is a Japanese fellow called Yukio Amano. He's at the IAEA. And the Chinese ambassador basically said, look, don't produce any fake evidence to justify an attack on Iran because we're going to out it. He said, don't produce any unfounded evidence on Iran because we're going to oppose it. So they're even aware of the fact that they could be waiting to stage some fake evidence to go in there regarding their nuclear.
Well, let's not forget that almost 5 years ago, Ray McGovern said that he thought they'd probably stage a new Gulf of Tonkin in the Persian Gulf to attack Iran. And then we learned that a few months later that very thing happened, and we didn't learn for over a year and a half that it had in New Yorker magazine, Cy Hirsch, that they were already painting up patrol boats to have Navy SEALs drive up and stage an attack on one of our ships. And then we learned they even tried it with a radio and some blue boats, probably actually implemented it, but the blue boats turned away. I mean, we're dealing with very dangerous people, very, very dangerous people who could do anything. And the very same people that ran Bush and Cheney are running Obama right now.
Well, Obama just reads the teleprompter. If you read the background into Obama, you know that he's just an empty vassal. He didn't even write his own book. But, I mean, yeah, the level of evil makes China and Russia look like the good guys. I mean, that's how bad it's got. And we have to go to Russian and Chinese state media at least to get, you know, half the story because the U.S. corporate media barely gives you 1%. So that's the level that it's got to. And now, I mean, the Federal Reserve comes in and comes to the rescue and saves Europe. What did they do? The CNBC admits they just went in. They didn't print the money. They typed it into a screen using a keyboard and gave dollars to Europe. They bled the dollar to keep the euro on life support for another 10 days. And it's just, yeah, Ben Bernanke to the rescue once again. So it's just the level of evil and the level of denial of it is what's going to sink America. And, I mean, it's already turning into a a post-Soviet Union-style collapse with a record number of people on food stamps, the employment and everything. So when people say that this is the era of China and the East and the BRIC developing economies like Brazil and China and others, then we can see it unfolding right in front of us with the very actions of the Federal Reserve yesterday.
That's right. The globalists have used America, bankrupted America, never upgraded into the infrastructure, stole everything, and now we're just this husk of military power that's winding down and rotting, and the power is now transferring, and I guess in the final move, America takes over some more real estate for the globalists who have all moved to China. I mean, all of them. Maurice Strong, Ted Turner, the Rockefellers have all got houses over there. All of them. They're all over there. It's all real funny. And they've just totally destroyed our country. And the average good old boy is just beating his chest saying, murder, murder, murder brown people. Take all my rights, just murder some brown people. Parking lot, parking lot. Unbelievable escalation towards thermonuclear war. We hope it's averted. Thank you so much, Paul Watson. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, my friends, I'm going to continue with the news. In the second segment, I will air the 10-minute excerpt of the incredible interview I did with Stuart Rhodes last night. And he stated it correctly. He basically said that the National Defense Authorization Act is a declaration of war against the American people. By NORTHCOM, by the captured U.S. military forces, by the megabanks that control them, the military-industrial complex has slowly been investing in the prisons and the surveillance and the militarization of police and the training and the RAND Corporation and the drones and the checkpoints and military checkpoints and just getting everybody ready. And now it's, we're going to be all over the streets. The TSA is going to run checkpoints and we're going to search your vehicle. We're going to grab your family and we're going to run you through a database. And if you're not who we you'll think is a good little minion, you're going to go in the back of the army truck. I mean, it is what the Pentagon calls an internal defense. An internal defense. And that's when they go in and occupy a country and then try to resist the people trying to throw them out. And then this is a occupation. This is a banker occupation. Look at Europe. They don't debate it. They come out and they say Goldman Sachs has conquered Europe. I've probably seen that headline 30 times in major publications, Financial Times, BBC, Time Magazine, Forbes. Just, oh, Goldman Sachs took over. The Economist is like, wow, well, they're experts. It's our debt. Ruled by experts. It's the new system. Yeah, European countries will have no sovereignty. And there'll be a new IMF, World Bank, OECD. Takeover, but they know best. Oh, yeah, they're the very people that engineered the fraud, got their people in place everywhere, and have now done it. Taking over, consolidating power the whole time, and now they want it all. And their goal is the end of the real free market, the end of your private property, the end of your family, and the end of you, finally. Look at Henry Paulson. That guy gave tens of millions of dollars to big known environmental and eugenics groups. And they all do. It's all they talk about because it's their religion that we're trash and need to be killed. You ask how they commit all these crimes. They hate us. They sit around reveling about what trash we are. All of them. Ted Turner, George Soros, all of them. Maurice Strong, UN, Jacques Cousteau before he died. It is terrible to say that we must kill 359,000 people a day. But it is more terrible not to say it. You go first and your whole family. It's just an excuse to steal whatever they want. The British royalty loved Malthus 200-something years ago. It's the same deal today. All right. If you want to help fight these people, if you want their blueprint for takeover, get my film Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. By the way, you can get all 18 of my films that are on DVD for $99.95. That's a $260 discount, normally $360. We make a small profit, and that profit goes towards funding this operation in the middle of this depression, and the reporters, the crew, the webmasters, the writers, everything we do here, the accountant folks, the customer service, the shipping people. We got a lot of new films we're carrying as well right now at Infowars.com. If you order by the 19th, we can get it to you before Christmas here in the U.S. So, 888-253-3139 if you'd like to call an order by phone or ask any questions or ask about any other specials or combo deals. We also have T-shirts, bumper stickers. When you get the 18 films, the Citizen Rulebook and some bumper stickers comes with it, and a music CD of the music of Endgame and, of course, Terrorstorm. So a lot of stuff. $99.95. We just want to get the information out. We have bumper stickers at cost right now, too. And we've got a deal where you can get 5.3 months free on a yearly membership. It's 44% off. We run it every December. It's available right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get the nightly news, all my films, ebooks, and more. And support True Independent Media, PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.